won't you join me for a Mai Tai? We can watch the waves at high tide, raise the cane and rain and terror on the dunes. The forced evacuation's gonna ruin my vacation. Gonna crack a beer and play a couple tunes.
In the background, you've got Akron's Librarians with Hickeys doing Listening off of their new CD, How to Make Friends by Telephone. Before that, we had Bruce Hoffman doing Waiting on a Hurricane. That was from the Pittsburgh Songwriters collection. Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle collection, 2025 edition. And before that, we had Zakiya Hooker, John Lee's daughter, doing Little Secrets off of her recent CD, Bluesman's Journeys. And we started the set off with Marsha Ball doing a, this is really not doing things right, a live version of Louisiana. Not what it said might say on your playlist, but that's a Randy Newman song about the 1923 floods. They didn't want New Orleans to flood, so they opened the floodgates and flooded everything south of New Orleans. That was off of a Rounder CD, Let Me Play With Your Poodle. That's going to do it for Kenny Joe. Zombo's up next. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Next week, we're going to be playing songs from female artists. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Hope to see you next week.
Same thing, same way, every day, stupid fashion. All right, you bunch of dummies. Zombo right here in your dumb brain. Today is the stupid show, that's right. Part two of the American Trilogy. What this country has morphed into, it is like stinky blooming onion. And today's show is stupid. So it's a five-part series. All right, the American Trilogy. And we already did Mean and Cruel, because mean and cruel, man, that seems to be what we're nailing. We like mean and cruel things. That's right. We like our leaders mean, stupid, crazy, lazy, and selfish. That is the American, that's the American dream. We heard Graham Parker. Great tune. Stupefaction. We started off with Paul Leary from the Bowel Surfers with his new, I love that album, Born Stupid. And there you go, Born Stupid. So yeah, man. And we are woefully stupid, willfully stupid. They're like pretty much a war on intelligence. That's the thing. You keep people dumb. You keep them uneducated. They're not going to give you any. And you keep them terrified. You keep them worried. And then you can control them. It's all about control. I'm keeping you dumb. All right? I'll try and smarten you up with some stupid music today. Today is all songs about stupid, dumb, that kind of thing. And one of the main factors of being stupid is being stubborn, too. So many people just like, they make the same mistake over and over. Remember, a fool never learns. That is correct. Let's rant later. Let's dig music now. Stupidity by King Size Taylor Zombo in your brain.
That stupid girl. I'm not talking about the way she told me. Anyway.
Ah, Mighty Smart Tune by Christmas. The band went on later to become Combustible Edison. That was Stupid Kids. Before that, we heard actually one of my favorite psychedelic first song cover, that Dumbwaiters by The Rapture. Rolling Stones with Stupid Girl, and started off with King Size Taylor, Stupidity. Yeah, oof. How'd you get so stupid? It really is a challenge, you know? Because today's show is all about just how stupid we are. And I'm America's number one, man. Number one in stupid. Woefully, willfully stupid. And then we're mean, crazy, lazy, and selfish. You know, how'd that happen? Well, a couple ways that happened. Number one, you just, you know, you kill all the benevolent people. That's what happens. It's like Law of the Jungle. Hey, see, that's the thing. Real quick, I mean, they talk about like you go back in the time. You should be living by the Ten Commandments. There should be two commandments, and that's it. For example, two commandments, you know. Number one, enjoy your life. Number two, don't wreck other people's lives. You know, that should be the two commandments. Because there's always exceptions to the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Well, really? Maybe. Unless that guy's really got some resources that you really need. Then it's okay to kill him. Or defending yourself because the guy's trying to take your resources and he's trying to kill you. So there's the do not kill right off the bat. Do not steal. Well, it's just good business. Stealing's just good business. They always say artists, actually. Great artists steal. Okay, artists just borrow. Yeah. Yeah, so there goes the first two commands, the big ones, killing and stealing right off the bat. It's like they got exceptions. There's always exceptions, you know? And speaking of dumb religions, man, I think dumb religion of the day, a Jehovah's Witness. They are out here on the CMU campus every day. Like, you know, you get these analytical students, you know, they're from all around the world. They're at CMU, Carnegie Mellon, if you don't know what that means. If you're too stupid to know what CMU means, it's Carnegie Mellon University. And I don't know what the deal is with that, you know? They're hoping maybe somebody's flunking out of college and they're desperate. And they walk by and go, what's this? Oh, this is Jehovah's Witnesses. What does that mean? I don't know. Read the pamphlet. Oh, okay. Wow. And I think there wasn't Michael Jackson Jehovah's Witness too? See, there goes to show you. Yeah. It's like Jehovah's Witness is like Scientology for poor people. That's pretty much Jehovah's Witness. It's just the one that's pretty awesome though is Mormon. You get your own planet when you die. That's that. They really know how to trick people with that religion. What happens when you die? Well, you get your own planet. Who told you that? Some guy in Utah who found these gold plates buried in the, really. And did he have any magic coins with him? Yeah, he had magic coins. Wowee. Could he do any magic? Yeah, he could turn water into wine too, man. Guy's doing magic. That's the thing. All you got to do is be a good magician. You can start your own religion. That's what it takes, you know? The David Copperfield religion. Watch your money disappear. Yeah. Yeah, right. But some people say, I'm going to say Karl Marx said that religion is the opiate of the people. Untrue now. Football and hockey are the opiate of the people. It keeps people stupid. It keeps people distracted. You know what the headlines were today? Headlines were like, oh, Gene Hackman died of carbon monoxide poisoning. That's news. Guy's 97. 90s. Oh, he died of car. Oh, that's all over the news. Not like they're taking away all your Social Security. Not like they're taking away all your money. Not like they're taking away all your benefits. Not that they're stripping away all your infrastructure. Not that they're taking away a lot of your human rights. They want you to know Gene Hackman died. And then there was like, oh, you know, the inside aides at the White House said that Biden was having some mental issues. They got a dude in there now that's taking naps during cabinet meetings. And those don't make the news now, do they? You know why? Because these rich oligarchs, it's no different than Russia, really. They own the media. And how I get away with this little goofy show? There are about 9 people listening to it. It's just like this little underground. Next song actually is basically, I wasn't going to play this originally because it doesn't, you know, it doesn't really apply too much to stupid or dumb, but it really is poignant about what the government and most countries actually do. This one in particular. Any of the repressive regimes, and that's, you know, but I still like it here, you know, because all governments stink. They're all awful. It's all repression. It's all, then again, you can't have chaos either. You just can't win. That's why you got to go off into your own little island, your own little thing. Yeah. Find your thing. Find your bliss. Live by the two commandments. Enjoy your life. And the other one should be, and try and make other people's lives a little bit nicer. How amazing would that be if we lived by those two commandments? Try and enjoy your life and make other people's life easier, nicer. I mean, can you imagine that? But we got these 10 that we can't even pay attention to that stink from the get-go, that have a whole lot of exceptions. You know, honor thy mother and father. What if your mother and father are just horribly and abusive? I ain't going to honor that. Honor these rotten people that are nasty to you. Forget that noise. Well, the other one's about other gods and all this other stuff. I mean, that was written a billion years ago when people were worshiping gold idols like they are now. How about that? Some things don't change. But needless to say, one thing I find out is that, you know, trying to get rid of the Department of Education, all that stuff. This song is very poignant. The War on Intelligence. Zombo in Your Brain, RCT.
Yeah. I keep filling the kettle with water, then pouring it out. In between, I heat it up. I light the gas below. When I let the water out, it grows cold. What's so clever about boiling water, then letting it go cold? It's stupid. So I leave the water in the tap and suck a slice of fresh bread till it goes dry.
The X with Stupid Americans. Before that, Devo with 37. And we started the set off with, oh, and that was Ivor Cutler with It's Stupid. And the set started off with The War Against Intelligence by The Fall. Zombo in your brain. Just taking apart all this stuff. Yeah. And the thing is, oh, well, this is kind of fascinating. So you think, oh, yeah, we're dumb and this and that. But look at all the technology we have. You know, you go back 100 years, I'll tell you how we got to where we are right now. You know, so this is kind of crazy. So I just bought a Victrola, one of the 78 players. I don't have any vinyl. I don't have any CDs. I don't have any DVD. I have no media. But I thought, you know what? That'd be fun to get a Victrola and get some old 78s. And I'm really enjoying that. But you look at that technology. It's pretty much a nail. You know, a sharp nail going into like these vibration grooves and going through a tin horn. There's no electricity involved in that at all. But that was the big media only 100 years ago. It basically is almost like caveman stuff. So, but it says, oh, so we're so smart. No, we're not. We are like chimps. We're very good at imitating. And I really do believe that we got the flying saucer crashed or we shot it down and they had all the stuff on there. You know, oh, look at this. It's got an MP3 player. What's that? Let's take it apart and figure it out. Oh, that's how that works. The inclination of technology in the past 100 years is unimaginable. We went from like no electricity to, you know, superconductors, super duper conductors. And all we did was take apart alien spaceships. That's all we did. We didn't figure this stuff out on our own, you know? Yeah, no, we didn't. Don't kid yourself. We're not that smart. We're good at imitating. We're good at tinkering. And we're good at finding stuff and figuring out how to use it to destroy each other. And I really do think that, you know, all this technology we see today, we did not come up with. We did not come up with this technology. Not this quickly. Not this quickly. Mm-mm. Bunch of dumb apes found a spaceship, crashed in the jungle, and had nothing but time on their hands. And they figured, I could make some money with this. Let's tinker around with all these things. Oh, look, LED lights. How about that? That's interesting. That's how it all came about. Yeah. There's a bunch of damn dummies. Basically, chimps with machine. Actually, chimps with, death rays, you know. And yeah, we're on borrowed time, friends. It's been borrowed. But enjoy the day, man. It's awesome. Today's awesome. It really is. There's something knowing about, and every civilization always wanted to say like, oh, we're the last civilization. If you look back into like Roman times and all these, and oh, the end is near and the end of the world is coming. And they always wanted people to think that they're the most important generation. The most important generation is the last generation of human beings. And I think everybody, when they scramble out of this mortal coil, they want to take everybody with them. You know, I don't know why. I don't know why. But, yeah. Go figure. And, and forget about any kind of afterlife stuff. The people that say that they are going into all these things, they're just lying. Just a fairy story to get you to sleep at night. That's all. Because, honestly, if you look at all the factors, people that are like, you know, oh, grandpa died. Now he's going to be with grandma in heaven. Well, grandma goes up to grandma. Hey, what are you doing up here? Oh, I got a couple gals up here, man. Heaven's awesome. What are you doing up here? That kind of thing. You know, what do you say to like, you know, you run into like your ex up there. That's going to be pleasant. You know, you want to go around heaven and go, I got to go to this cloud because, man, my last two wives are on the other cloud. I can't go to this cloud. Or you see that boss that tortured you your whole life. He's up there. What are you going to say to him? We got like that's the fascinating thing about people that have passed on that have been not so good to you in your life. They're non-existent now. Isn't that a scream? I think that is hilarious. All those damn mean bosses, all those mean teachers, all those bullies, all those people that just croaked. Non-existent, man. You won. You won. Yeah, good on you, man. I should tell you something, right? Whoa! Should tell you about some digital literacy. That's right. Because here we go. Another thing we got from space aliens is technology and computers. 50% of the job requires technology skills. 80% of students get their homework online. That's right. For now. They're not going to want homework anymore. What's your homework? Your homework is, can you move this stack of rocks over to this stack of rocks? You got till Tuesday to do it. And I need five things. I need you to tell me the five things you did this last week when you stacked those rocks. And I need that sent to me via carrier pigeon. Anyhow, free internet and computer training is in your area. Yeah. That's right. These PSAs from 2013, they're getting rid of all the free stuff, you big dummies. Nice going, Brainiac. Connect to compete. I bet almost, they're probably going to start pulling these PSAs out of here. They're going to start pulling all these PSAs because they ain't these agencies anymore. Maybe this one will because Dave Thomas is doing it. Not Dave Thomas from SCTV. I'm talking about the big fat guy that had Wendy's. And, you know, that was his daughter. That was so creepy. You know, it's Wendy's hamburger. And I don't know. If you look at Wendy's, her necklace, it says mom right on it. They say it doesn't. But if you look right under Wendy's face, it spells out mom. How creepy. Anyhow, the Dave Thomas Foundation is all about adoption. That's right. Hell, if they want you to get an abortion, hell no. What is it with all these abortion billboards I'm seeing now? What up with that? That is bizarre. It's like, oh, abortion hurts ladies. Nope, don't get no abortion. We want more stupid people in this world. Yeah, what is it with all the abortion billboards? No, don't get no abortion. Ooh, that hurts you. Abortion's bad. Ooh, don't do it. Have more stupid children. Yay. And I don't even know that why they want stupid people. I think other than to like do menial jobs, because all the brainiac jobs are all done with AI now. You know, they just want like, and they don't even need cannon fodder anymore for the army. Like, there's nobody joining the army now, as there's really, you know, there's no cannon fodder. It's all like cyber technology and drones and pretty much, honestly, all pretty much financial espionage, you know, because there's when you actually look at the idea of countries are kind of passe. It's more corporations now. It's more once you get into the oligarchy thing, it's just the land is just like another asset. You know, it's just another asset. But anyhow, Dave Thomas wants you to adopt somebody so they can eat more hamburgers. That's probably how that works. I don't know. Oh, yes. Now we're going to get into this. Yeah, we're going to play this now. This is a dilly, Mo. Christianity is stupid. Negative land.
Christianity is stupid. Shop as usual. And avoid panic buying.
Everybody welcome.
One too stupid. Three, four dumb. Five, six idiotic. Seven, eight, seat me safe. Very stupid. Very stupid. Very stupid. Very stupid. I like Concord. And 180G. I like Pleasant Hill. No other possibility. Very stupid. 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 I like Arenda. And 409. I like Martinez. And all the green slime. I like Lafayette. When the weather is fine. And I like Contra Costa County. Almost all of the time. One, two, stupid. Three, four, dumb. Five, six, idiotic. Seven, eight, CP safe.
This is it. I'm going to do it right now. Here we go.
Very
all
stupid.
Right, people.
Very stupid. Very stupid.
First of
stupid.
All, I want you to
very
raise
stupid.
Your hand.
Very
your
stupid.
Automatic garage
very
door
stupid.
Opener is
very
stuck.
Stupid.
Just like the living dead, it's time to start another day. And as usual, I'm running late, so my brain starts going 100 miles an hour. I don't even have time enough to take a shower. I jump in my car and I feel barely alive. It's 10 minutes later, I arrive at my stupid day job. Stupid day job. My stupid, 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 stupid day job. Well, I drink 3 cups of coffee for that extra kick. I still feel crappy. I should have called in sick. My boss says I'm late for my meeting at 10, so it seems like I'll be written up again. Well, it's just another day, another dollar, another nail in my coffin, another reason to feel smaller. Sometimes I wish I could run really far away, but my lack of financial security means I'll have to stay at my stupid day job. Stupid day job. My stupid, 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 stupid day job. All right, now I think it's time for everyone with a stupid day job to unite against the forces that try to control us. Every paper cut, written file clerk, every greasy smelling burger flipper, every short changing cashier, it's time to unite. I'll start the Stupid Day Jobs Union, and we can go on strike outside every retail establishment and fast food hellhole in the world. Fight the power. Our platform will stand for dignity, higher wages, and no more polyester uniforms. I could be the spokesman for the underemployed. I'd be the Jimmy Hoffa of the janitors or the Gandhi of the gas station attendants. But some people won't agree with my ideas. so they'll kill me. And then I can be the martyr for the stupid day job movement. That'd be amazing. I wrote all that stuff about the stupid day jobs union while I was on my lunch break. But I couldn't write anymore because I had to get back to work. So let's just pretend that I ended that part of the story with lyrics that were so inspiring, they changed all your lives forever. Okay. Everyone done pretending? Okay. Now it's after lunch, and I'm making photocopies while daydreaming about my vacation. I see myself lying on the beach in an exotic location, and suddenly my tie gets caught in the copy machine right in the middle of duplication. I lie there choking to death. All I can think about is workman's compensation, yeah. And then the office manager walks by, cuts my tie, saving me from suffocation. He looks at me like I'm a jerk and says, get back to work. And I feel so much frustration at my stupid day job. Stupid day job. My stupid, 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 stupid day job. Well, I'm working for my family, I'm working for God. I'm working so people don't say I'm a lazy slob. I'm working to put food on the table. And I'm working so I can say, look for that union label. I'm working so I can buy stuff that I don't need. I'm working because they won't pay me to watch TV. And I'm basically so depressed about my stupid day job, I'm gonna sing like Morrissey now. Stupid day job, stupid day job, stupid day job, stupid day job. Oh, oh, oh.
There you go with that. Funkadelic was super stupid. Combo right in your brain. Right here. Yeah, that's right, man. Needless to say, what do we got going on here? We got, what else do we play? Well, we played, Stupid Day Job by Steve Stevens, local guy. Local guy. So there you go with that. Got that. So we had Stupid Day Job. And then before that, we heard Very Stupid by Negative Land and Christianity is Stupid by Negative Land as well. Zombo here, just trying to figure it out, right? We're all trying to figure it out, and there's nothing worth figuring out.
Yeah.
They actually say stupid people are the happiest. That is correct. But, you know, free thinking, analytical thinking, all that stuff, it's worth the pain and suffering. Because you feel alive that way. That's correct. So this is kind of fascinating. Speaking of, I recently saw, believe it or not, I took some my family to see the Beatles tribute band earlier this week. And, you know, I always thought that Beatles music, yeah, I always kind of liked Beatles music, but I never really knew, you know, because I was right in front of the fake John Lennon. And I'm looking at all the chords he's playing. It's like the Beatles had a lot of jazz chords and just a lot of, you know, I was able to see the music that they did. Aside from really horrible songs like Yellow Submarine. And the Beatles wrote some rather complex rock and roll, which I thought what I thought was kind of eye-opening. And luck be have it. Mike from the Heights calls for Fool on the Hill. And, you know, I really like this version by Sergio Mendez. So we're going to continue the American Trilogy, part two of what this country has really soared into. The end game of cruelty, stupidity, crazy, lazy, and selfish. You know, and like I'm saying, all empires, everything doesn't last. You know, this is not going to be around forever. I mean, people in Rome, and you know, they thought the Roman Empire is going to last forever. It's only 200 years old, man. I don't know. Tailspin now. Here's Sergio Mendez, Brazil 66, Fool on the Hill. Hopefully I can get this to play out. I'm going into unknown territory with some technology here. So I don't know what this is. Is that it? Oh, here it is.
Some of today's finest music. It's written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney.
That's so true, Sergio.
The Rogers and Hart of Carnaby Street.
Oh, they are.
And this is one of their latest.
Oh, Sergio Mendez. That was a nice little intro.